Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to make it here. Sorry I'm late. My internet crashed, and I couldn't believe it. I was afraid I was going to have to miss yet another show due to internet folly, but nope. Scott saved the day and got us up and running, so here we are. But I did have to close literally everything, so I'm going to have to take a minute here and get all of my windows back open. But I think it's a small price to pay. So, be patient here with me for just a minute while I get my stuff up. While I'm doing that, though, has anyone seen Project Hail Mary? And if you haven't, what are you doing with your life? Oh my gosh, you guys. I know it just came out this weekend, so even if you were planning to, maybe you haven't seen it yet. But holy hell, that is an amazing movie. So if you haven't seen it, please do yourself the favor of seeing it. Just really, really good. Okay. One more step and we can like start this show for real. Oh gosh, I apologize. I was all set and ready, so all I had to do is punch a couple of buttons, and then I sat down to get started, and it was, well, a lot more than that. That's okay. Okay, so if you're listening live, I want to welcome you to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Two times before I could get on my mute. I'm your host and I'm happy to be here. If you are listening live, we're over in the chat room and you can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you. And of course, I want you to know that I'm live streaming this event over on YouTube and Facebook. Just look for Katie Weaver, Domestic Mystic, and you'll find the stream. So lots of ways to connect, lots of ways to connect with the show, and I'm just grateful to be here. So, I guess I still don't have all my windows open. It takes a lot of windows to do this show, apparently. So it's been a really interesting time because the Schumann resonance has been wild the last week or so, like really wild. And I've been talking to a lot of you guys that are just feeling so weird and uncentered and not with your feet on planet Earth and wondering what the hell is going on and why this is happening. So I thought this would be a good time to study the Schumann resonance. I've talked about it a lot, and actually the information about the Schumann resonance has changed over the years as science continues to keep going, you know, and growing. So I am excited because the information that I know about the Schumann resonance has actually changed somewhat. So that's pretty cool because we can revisit this topic and learn what's current. So that's what we're talking about today. We are going to do some meditation time with binaural beats because binaural beats are a big part of, they're very close to the same frequency as the Schumann resonance. Tara says her normie friends are noticing. Yeah. I'm hearing it too from people. It's just going, okay, what's going on? How come everybody's so weird right now? Yeah. How come? Well, it could be the Schumann resonance. A lot of times people will call me and say, what's going on in the atmosphere? Well, I'm not an astrologer, but I know, you know, the basic things that are happening. But sometimes astrology just doesn't quite explain it, and this is where we're at. Solar flares help explain it, but so does the Schumann resonance, and solar flares and the Schumann resonance can, but don't always, go hand in hand. So the Schumann resonance power today is 42, which is high. Now the power, that's the amplitude. So the frequency minimum, or the frequency norm is 7.68. So the frequency max today has been 8.09. That's measured in hertz. It's the amplitude that we look at. That's the power of the hertz. I know this is a lot, and I don't understand all of it in the scientific terms either, but it's the power that we look at. And the power frequently is close to that 7.68 number as well. But it's when the power that really goes up that we really take notice and go, wow. There was one day last week when just everybody that I talked to was so out of sorts and struggling. And I thought, what the hell is going on? And I went, you should go check the Schumann resonance. And it was 87. That's high. The highest we've ever seen it is around 119. But usually we see it hovering right around that 7 to 20-ish area. I mean, even 20, I would say, is getting up there. But 7 to 10, even 15 seems pretty normal. So I'm going to share a link with you to the place that I always watch the Schumann resonance. There's another site called HeartMath that's all about the Schumann resonance. I think what the HeartMath people are doing is amazing. I cannot understand their site to save my life. So I like these guys because the link I shared with you here, because they just lay it out pretty simply. And that's what I need. But let's talk about the Schumann resonance and what it is. Let's see. I think I built. No. There we go. Tried to build a better template for this. Let's see. Okay, I think that's as good as it gets. So let's dive into it. So I called this the Quiet Pulse Beneath Everything edition this week because of the Schumann. Before that, though, we did go to see Operation Hail Mary on Sunday. I sat next to my niece and my Aunt Sue, and they both cried the entire movie. I've had other people tell me they cried all the way through it. It wasn't as tear jerky for me. Maybe it should have been. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting jaded in my old age. But I did think it was fabulous and would highly recommend it anytime. And then I made a lemon cake to take on a picnic. If you know, you know. It wasn't a lemon pound cake. I'm sorry. It was just a box cake. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, there was a trial last week that is the funniest thing I've ever seen in court. This is funnier than Cardi B last year, and that takes a lot because these are both civil matters, but her civil trial, holy hell, was so funny. But this took the cake. If you have not looked for any footage from the Afro Man trial, you must. What happened is that Afro Man, he lives in Ohio, and someone made an anonymous statement to the police in Adams County that there was drug running and kidnapping going on in Afro Man's house. So the police get a warrant just on that. No other piece of evidence, just some anonymous source. They break down his gate. They break down his door. They storm his house with ARs in his family's faces, tear his house apart. They find absolutely nothing. They flip off his surveillance cameras and then turn them off. And if you're wondering if they can do that, no, they can't. That was his personal property and he had every right to record. So he was upset. They also took around $4,000 from his house and returned it $400 lighter. The police are trying to prove that that was just a counting error in the first place. Afro Man says he doesn't know if they stole money from him or not. So long story short, he kind of went out on a vendetta tour. You know, rappers and the diss tracks they'll make against each other. Anyone ever listen to Eminem and his diss tracks? Well, anyway, he took the footage from these officers in his house. And he used it to make songs about each of them and throw a lot of insults out there. And it turned into this big thing. But the main song is called Lemon Pound Cake. and he was dissing the captain, because when the captain came in, there's some video of him in the kitchen with his gun, but he's looking at the pound cake on the counter that's in like a cake dome thing. A couple of times he comes back and looks at it. So Afro Man names him Officer Pound Cake and writes a whole song called Lemon Pound Cake that is so damn catchy that my dogs can't figure out why I've been singing Lemon Pound Cake to them all day, every day. But that resulted in this officer, he said that hundreds of lemon pound cakes were sent to the sheriff's office. Long story short, seven officers sued Afro Man for defamation because of these songs. And he went far. He went far, maybe too far on some of them, just in the name of decency. But it's hard to prove defamation when they were on the job. And also, they couldn't really prove that the stuff he said necessarily hurt them in a financial capacity. Some of them, they really couldn't prove what he said wasn't true. What was so funny about the trial, and again, I don't necessarily condone all of the things the Afro Man did or said, but the trial, you just don't see people on the stand testifying, saying stuff like that very often. One of the things that really killed me, one of the songs is called, right, it's freedom of speech. One of the songs was called Randy Walters is a Son of a Bitch. So they got Randy Walters on the stand and asked him if he could or couldn't prove that he was a son of a bitch. And he said he can't prove it because his mother's been dead for several years. What? That's just there was so much. I'm not going to waste any more time on it. But at any rate, for a good time, go find some of the highlights and lowlights from the Afro Man trial. I have laughed myself to tears over some of this. By the way, Afro Man won. There were no charges or no damages levied against him. There was a jury. This wasn't even a bench trial. There was a jury that had to sit through all of this. How? They played the full videos in court. I would have laughed myself right out of the room. I don't even know. Anyway, that's all. It's true. Jane said, compared to what the men in blue have done to the brown-black community, Afro Man was easy on them. Oh, yeah, without question. But yes, go check it out, because holy shit. That's all. Anyway, moving forward. That was just to explain the lemon cake. Let's get into the topic here. So we're talking about the Schumann resonance. So at the most basic explanation, it's a natural electromagnetic frequency that's measured in hertz that is created between the Earth's surface and the ionosphere. So this is the charge layer of the atmosphere that's far above us. Every time lightning strikes, which as you can imagine across the globe is happening thousands of times every minute, it sends energy into space. That energy doesn't just disappear, it circles the planet. Remember, the energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed, right? So the ions that are created when lightning strikes have to go somewhere. So that energy circles the planet. It bounces between Earth and the sky, and it creates this kind of standing wavelength that's like a hum or a pulse. This is the same pulse that the ancient Indian rishis called the 7.83 frequency of Om. So this is a feeling of the Earth that has been recognized by people and by science for a long time. The most current incarnation of that, however, started in the 50s. I think it was in 1953 that Winfried Otto Schumann first predicted the and started measuring the Schumann frequency. That's why it's called that. And that was measured by using extremely low frequency detectors. And there's detectors all around the world that are measuring this frequency on a daily basis. So why does science care? Well, scientists use it to study things like global lightning activity, changes in the ionosphere, climate patterns, and even space weather like solar flares, because solar flares do correlate as well with the Schumann resonance. So the frequency itself is pretty stable. That 7.83 doesn't jump. What jumps is the power. And the power's mean still is somewhere around the 7.83 measurement, but it doesn't change. It's the hertz doesn't change, the power changes. So what that means is that the intensity of the signal changes. So the signal's always there, but the intensity of it, the intensity of the way the Earth feels it and all beings on Earth feel it, is the thing that we're looking at that is of interest. I hope that makes sense. So when people talk about seeing huge spikes, we're usually seeing more lightning activity, more solar disturbances, and other changes in atmospheric conditions. So the question has been, are we part of this rhythm? Why do we react to this? Now, obviously, this is a New Age belief that in itself isn't proven by science. It's proven by people and how people respond to this energy. You know how when the moon is full, nurses, people in ERs and delivery rooms, police officers will all say, oh, we know when the moon's full because that's when the crazy shit happens, right? I would be so interested to know if it's similar when the Schumann is high, that's when we're seeing some of the crazier things happen. My personal opinion is yes, because but this is just, you know, anecdotal because it's just one person's experience, but I have many times when there have been things like mass shootings or other crazy, you know, big, terrible things in the news, checked the Schumann, and many times it has been highly elevated. So in my opinion, that's true, but again, that's anecdotal to me, so I can only say what, tell you what I've experienced there. But let's talk about the frequency and why it's so interesting. So 7.83 hertz overlaps with the human brainwave states. So alpha waves are somewhere between 8 to 12 hertz, and that's when you're in that calm, relaxed awareness. Theta waves are 4 to 8 hertz. So again, right in that window, we have that little spot. That's where deep meditation, intuition, and dreamlike states happen. That's where a lot of people feel like they experience deeper intuition. So, for example, when people ask me, how do you practice, how do you increase your intuition? And the first answer I always have is what? Meditation. Why? Because you are moving your brain into some kind of theta state. It's easier to access information from the theta state. Once you have practiced doing that lots of times through meditation, it gets easier to just shift into that state when you want to access it to access your intuition. When I first started reading, I read it a fair one time. And I was just reading cards, but I read it and doing energy work, but it was a very, very busy place. It was one of those festivals, well, not really festival. It was an indoor event in a hotel ballroom where they had set up all of the, the pipe and the curtains, you know, to make all the little cubicles for people's booths, the little stalls. I'm sure you've been to places like this. So they seem private, but the noise is not private in any way. So you would sit with a client in the back corner of your booth to do work, but there were people on the other side of the curtain all the way around you. So you had no quiet. And it took me so long with those clients to breathe through that, to try to get into the state I needed to be in. And I just went, how the hell do people do this? Like on the fly or in busy areas like this? And then after more and more practice, I got to where I know how they did it. I know how they do it. It's practice so that you can just shift into that state. But enough about that. Let's keep going with the Schumann. So, pardon me. In the New Age community, we talk about the interconnectedness of all things, right? And the connectedness is very clear there with the alpha and theta waves, as well as the waves that are literally coming off of the earth. When I tell you to get outside and get grounded, what do you think you're doing? You're grounding to that energy, whether you mean to or not. It's just happening. So, we know that there's a trend in the way people feel when those numbers go up, when the power goes up. We know that the human body is bioelectrical, right? We respond to electrical transmissions. We run them, right? This whole bitch is run through bioelectrical means. The brain operates on measurable frequencies. We know that. Seen that lots of times, right? Being in nature changes our nervous system. We know that. And we know that grounding, literally touching the earth, can shift stress and inflammation markers. I wanted to talk a little bit on the brain operating on measurable frequencies. Years ago, this is clear back when I still directed daycare, and I was directing a commercial center, and we had a little girl in our center that was having uncontrollable seizures. It was so bad. She was the sweetest little thing in the world, and she had this cute little single mom and another little brother. Like, this poor mama had a lot on her plate, and this little thing just could, we couldn't, well, I mean, they'd happen at daycare, and I'm talking about seizures that would go on for 20 minutes. We'd have to call mom. Occasionally, we'd have to call the ambulance. It was so bad, and they just could not get this straightened out, and she ended up in the hospital, and the mom was quite metaphysical. We'd talked about metaphysical things lots of times, and this is when we had Healing Hands on the weekends, but I was still working a full-time job during the week. So she knew about my center and the stuff we were doing, and we'd talked about stuff like this lots of times. So she had invited me to come to the hospital and try some energy work on this little girl. So Christy and I went. So they had her, you know, all hooked up to everything you can imagine. They had her sedated enough that she didn't shake during the seizure, but you could still see on the screen when a seizure was happening. But they had her in kind of like a coma-like state to try to protect her brain from what was happening, because these storms of seizures just kept hitting and they weren't able to control them at that time. There was a different reason why, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But so Christy and I did a long Reiki session on her. And partway through, I always work with my eyes closed. I do. And partway through, mom kind of nudged me and she said, "Hey, look at the screen." So I opened my eyes and looked. And all of those waves that had been like jagged and jumping up and down and up and down and up and down and everywhere had slowed into waves. It was wild. It was so cool to see it in action, that the work we were doing on this child, you could see it on the screen, the way it had gone from this stuff to this stuff. It was amazing. They did get the seizures finally figured out and out of the hospital. What was happening is that when they'd get her under control and get her released from the hospital, within days, the seizures were back and she was back in the hospital. There was even some talk that maybe mom was like a Munchausen's mom. Like maybe she was causing this. What came out of it though is that the pharmacy was giving her the wrong med consistently. Finally, when the doctor said, "Bring your meds in here," they took them with to the hospital. They compared them to what they were giving her there and discovered that there was a chronic mistake that was happening at the pharmacy that was giving her a very low dose of the med she needed so it wasn't controlling the seizures. So anyway, after that, when they got her meds straightened out, little Hallie went back to being a very normal little girl. And the seizures stopped, and they got them under control, and eventually she stopped having them. She was little at this time. She was like six. Yeah, amazing. But the experience, though, of seeing those brainwaves in action, I'll never forget how amazing that was. But that's just an example of the way the brain operates on measurable frequencies. And we know that energy and energy work affects those measurable frequencies. That's a part of what noetics does, right? Noetics is studying the brain and the consciousness of the brain and where consciousness comes from, and also how energy around us affects consciousness. If I didn't live in little old Rexburg, Idaho, I would try to get involved in some of those studies and stuff. God, I would love to be one of the people who contributes their work to that. But here it is. It's okay. I'm where I am for a reason, right? Oh, hell, I don't know. As you know, I never thought I'd still be living where I'm at, but but how could I leave my crows, right? I threw it out here about this time last year. I'm going to move this year. I'm going to move this year. It didn't happen. I don't know that it ever will. It's fine. It's not that I'm unhappy where I am. I just need more space for the stuff I like to do. You know? There's a part of me that thinks maybe we'd be smarter to just refinance this house and build a big shop in our pasture that would encompass all of our stuff, all of the things we want to do. And it would probably increase, you know, I mean, it's fine. It would increase my house payment. That's fine. But it would give us that space and the stuff we want. So, oh, hell, guys, I don't know what the right answer is. Someday I'll make action happen. But that's an aside. What is noetics, right? Because we have an acre. It's not like we don't have room, yeah, right, to grow where we're planted. We don't live in a terrible place. We live in a pretty dang good place in a lot of ways, and a beautiful place, as you know. Noetics is the scientific study of consciousness, Jane. It's a scientific branch that, you know, they're kind of they're the branch of science that gets made fun of, and they don't care because they're making amazing discoveries that have nothing to do with most other fields. It's pretty amazing stuff. Property taxes would go up, but our property taxes are quite low here, so it wouldn't be enough that it would bother me that much. However, our power is incredibly high here, so I'm sure my power bill would feel it, but, you know. Maybe not any more than it does, considering, or a lot more than it does, considering that I already pay to do all the things that I do, run all the kilns we run and stuff, and it is expensive, all in all. So, I mean, yeah, it would affect me in probably multiple financial ways, but, yeah. There's actually in California, there's some labs in California that have done huge work. I want to tell you, Jane, it's going to be wrong. I want to say it's at Berkeley, but that might not be true. I don't know. You'll have to search it out. Very interesting stuff, though. Okay. So why do people feel it? Well, we've been talking a lot about this lately because the spikes have been high and frequent. They seem to line up for a lot of people with restless sleep, with emotional waves. If you feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster, could be feeling wired or exhausted, heightened intuition. And in my experience, people whose mental health is kind of on the brink sometimes really gets pushed over the ledge by the Schumann resonance. Being high and spiking. Now, does that mean that's exactly how you respond to the Schumann? No. You could do a little study with yourself if you wanted to and track the Schumann for maybe 30 days and jot down what the highest high power is for the day, as well as how you are feeling. and get a better sense of how you do. It's similar to other astrological things. Some people really thrive in the full moon. Some people feel very raw and wired during the full moon, or vice versa to the new moon. So you know you, so you might have to do a little bit of your own study to decide, but it is interesting to look at it and see how you do with it. It's one of those things, like, for example, I like it for people to check out the astrology of the people that they live with, the people they work for, things like that, because it helps you understand the people around you. If I still had kids at home, I might consider tracking the Schumann with them. Hell, I might do it now just to get a better sense of why this kid is acting like this, especially when they were hormonal teenagers. That may have come in very helpful. So, because we've been seeing a lot of spikes recently, and people have been wondering why they're so out of sorts, let's talk about things you might try to balance your energy with the Schumann. Stepping outside barefoot for a few minutes, grounding. Can't say enough about it, right? Sitting quietly and focusing on your breath. Listening to low frequency soundscapes or binaural beats. Binaural beats are the same wavelength as, or the same hertz as the Schumann resonance. Letting your nervous system settle without forcing anything. It's really just focusing on your breath, allowing yourself to settle, taking a moment or taking a beat like that. The takeaway, we know the Schumann resonance is real, we know it's measurable, we know it's consistent. And we know that there's a rhythm to this world that we are connected to. If you are someone who struggles to stay grounded, you should pay attention to the Schumann. It could be part of the reason. Suzanne said yes, a bit edgy, not sleeping well this past week. Intuitive hits on many things, but somewhat out of it. Yeah, I hear that. I've been hearing that from a lot of people, and anxiety has been very high for a lot of my clients. There is something else that you can do to experience the Schumann resonance. You can buy a generator. I got this one for Christmas last year. It just plugs into my computer and sits next to my desk, or next to my computer, sits on my desk. You don't really hear it, you kind of just feel it. It's really interesting. This one is kind of complicated, and I can tell you that I've used it quite a bit, but it's a little complicated to know that you're using it correctly. I wish there was a way I could transport that to you, on the air. And apparently there is, but you have to have a mixer, which is another piece of sound equipment that honestly, after all my years of doing audio work on the internet, I probably should have, but I don't. Anyway, but you can buy something like this. There are Schumann resonance generators. You can buy them in many places on the internet, but that would be, up to you to find one that you like. Again, this was a gift from Christy for Christmas last year, so I didn't like research it and choose it, so I can't tell you what's the best out there and what isn't, because I don't know. I just received this one and it's pretty cool. But it's something to try if you feel like you're having a hard time staying grounded. It's also, to me, having something like this next to your computer, if you feel like you're being on the computer all the time is ungrounding, it's helpful to just help you stay in your shoes. So, very interesting stuff. Kelly has all kinds of cool stuff happening that she shared in her article this week. She's been doing a lot of writing and creating. So she does have her Patreon where you can access Bitch Scopes. So you can join for free and get the weekly astrological goddess summary and a fair amount of extras, or you can just join. It's just a few bucks a month to just be a part of her Patreon and be able to benefit from the work she's churning out weekly, including Bitch Scopes. And that way she gets reimbursed for her work because it is an incredible amount of work. Right here is a link for a list of goddesses that correlate to each zodiac sign. Here's a link to this week's summary. This is a free goddess guide for surviving life crap. We all have it. You do have to be a Patreon member, but free members can access that one. And then this is the extended list of issues. That one is a paid part of the Patreon app. So that's the way to access all of the stuff she has going, but very cool. Way to go, Kelly. I gotta say, I'm so happy that she put this all in Patreon and she's charging a little bit for her work. Good for her. Know your worth. It is a ton of work to churn out all the stuff that she's doing, and she should be paid for it. She should be reimbursed for it. I'm just glad she is. I think it's very cool. Okay. My tip is a binaural beats meditation. And we're going to do this one here in a few minutes. So if you're interested in doing that, it's not a spoken meditation. It's just a breathe with it kind of energy. A grounding generator, yeah, it could be called that. Basically, you're looking for a 7.6 hertz generator. Okay, Christy's energy exercise this week is inner peace, something that many of us probably need a little more of currently. So go check that out. Over at True Crime Squad, a lot going on. I'll let you go check those things out if you're interested. If you go to last Wednesday night, that's when I have a 12-minute compilation of the funniest things that happened in the Afro Man court. And it's a drop in the bucket to the whole trial. It was a 3-day circus. But anyway, if you go back to last Wednesday on a True Crime Squad, the first part of that video is 12 minutes of Afro Man. And there you go. That is Luminous for this week. So many good things. So, I want you to experience 7.83 hertz so that you get a good sense of what I'm talking about. This is going to be a meditation where I'm going to just let the screen get taken over by the video. This is from my meditation channel, Planet Meditation. So, I'm going to go off screen for this and let you guys enjoy it. What I want you to do is just sit with it and breathe. Just sit with that sound, sit with that energy. That's all. Just let your system ground into it. Binaural beats are best listened to with headphones. So if you have headphones, go ahead and throw them on. If you don't, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Just know that when you listen to solfeggio tones or binaural beats, you're better off to have headphones because there's different things happening in each ear. So it's a part of that grounding process. It's a part of the way your brain reacts to these frequencies. Interesting stuff. So go ahead and relax. Take a few breaths here, and we're going to get started.
Thank you.
And there you have it. That is binaural beats. That is 7.68 megahertz. That's what it sounds like. That's how it feels. When I first started listening to binaural beats, I was uncomfortable. I found these heavier, darker tones, in my opinion, that's how they felt to me, to be somewhat unsettling. The more I worked with them, the more now when I hear them, I just immediately sink into them. But so I'm curious to know, how does that feel for you? And how do you feel now? One thing that happened for me is that apparently I've been carrying a lot of tension between my shoulder blades because I relaxed a ton in that spot. Also in my jaw and down the side of my neck, I just released a lot. Whew. That feels good. You can find a lot of binaural beats on the internet. You don't have to buy a generator unless you want to, but you can buy tones like this or just find them. YouTube is full of them. You could purchase them as well. There's a lot of ways to come across these frequencies, and I recommend them. Whether you just do work like this when you feel like you really need it, or you just do a little bit of it within your regular rotation of meditations or sounds that you listen to, it's good for you. Okay. Oh, good. Suzanne said the Calm app has them too. Thank you for that. Tara said her heart had feelings. Yeah. Jane said she loved it. It would be awesome if the lumber crew wasn't pounding around on her ceilings. Well, yes, it would. That's always a problem. Oh, gosh. Well, you guys, that is what I've got. So hopefully I gave you some food for thought. There's so much more information out there about the Schumann frequency or Schumann resonance. You are certainly welcome to do your own research on it and see what you think, see what you come up with. I think it's just very interesting stuff. Interesting work, indeed. Don't forget that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com, and you can find me over there every day doing healings, readings, animal communication, mediumship. Sometimes it's just to help you make a decision or speak some reason or just help improve the quality of your day. Whatever I can do for you, I am there to do it. That's my job. It's my honor to do so. Please don't ever think you're bothering me. You're not. I hear that from you guys sometimes, and you're not. It's literally my job. Also, what I feel like is my my calling in this world. So you're never bothering me. I'm happy to be here for you guys. That's what I do. So if you go over to 12listen and I'm not present, I'm probably on a podcast. So just, or at the grocery store. That's pretty much it. So if I'm not there and you need me, just do a callback request or schedule a call and I'll get right back with you and we'll get on it. Alrighty. Thanks so much, you guys. Please take good care of yourselves. You are worth it. I'll see you next week. Same place, same time. Internet willing. This has been yet another edition of the Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.